Good afternoon, sir. What is your name?
Good afternoon, Armando Zamora.
Okay. Okay, Mr. Zamora, you're here before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. Could you please state your full name and your agency number for us for the record?
Yes, my name is Armando Zamora, 084688.
All right, thank you, sir. So I'm going to introduce you to the board members conducting your hearing today. To my far left is the Honorable Luis Quinones. Coming down the line is the Honorable David Neal. To my immediate left is the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. Sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I'll be acting as your hearing lead today, okay?
Okay, thank you. Nice to meet all of
you. You too, sir. And also with us, sir, today we have representing the Department of Correction as well as the parole officer, is Mr. Turner. I think you can see Mr. Turner on the screen right now.
Yeah, I do. Okay. How you doing, sir?
Okay, Mr. Zamora, prior to your hearing today, you received and you signed a notification form that advised you that you're going to have this hearing today. You recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yeah, say again?
Do you recall receiving and signing that form notifying you of this hearing today?
Yes, I do, sir.
Okay. On that form, sir, it notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf, or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today?
I'm just going to represent myself today.
Okay. All right, Mr. Zamora, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Turner in at this time. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Okay. So your hearing today is going to be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will make up the determination whether the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out in phase one, sir. You have one allegation listed on your warrant. I am going to read that allegation to you. When I read you the allegation, sir, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, the allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 7, as demonstrated by your use of alcohol on or about October 27, 2018, per the trust to normal alcohol concentration lab report dated October 29, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
Yes, that's true, sir.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, then, based on the listing of Mr. Zamora, I'm going to move to find that he was delinquent, that he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapses or about to lapse into criminal ways or conduct.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, second Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed Mr. Neal, and Mr. Quinones. If you give me one moment. Okay, so we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, as I said earlier, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two with first getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Turner. Then I'm going to go over some information with you in the warrant, see if there's any additional information that you'd like to present to the board or if the board has any additional questions, okay?
Okay.
All right. Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. Zamora was released from ADC custody on 7-19-2018 and arrested on 10-30-2018 by ADC on a tech warrant. No new charges are noted. He's returned back to ADC custody on 10-30-2018 with a CSED of 12-18-2020, 0 absconded. Current conviction, 2001, murder second degree, 17 years. Prior convictions, 1990, commitment A, count 3, aggravated assault, 10 years. 1990, commitment A, count 4, aggravated assault, 10 years. 1990, commitment A, count 5, aggravated assault, 10 years. This is his second term in ADC with a CUIR score of 4-4. Mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 2. STG information. He is a debriefed member of the STG New Mexico Mafia of Arizona and a suspected member of the criminal street gang Southside Posse out of Phoenix. Prior terms of supervision, 1997, temporary release, completed 9 months. Disciplinary is significant and lengthy with possession of communication device, striking a person, fighting, drugs, possession of contraband, smuggling contraband, possession, manufacturing of a weapon, possession, manufacturing of intoxicants, promoting prison contraband, and assault on staff noted. Other arrests, 1988, burglary first degree, Arizona felony conviction probation. 1989, burglary first degree, Arizona juvenile probation. 1989, burglary first degree, Arizona juvenile probation. He has a GV score of G7, V8.
All right, thank you, Mr. Turner. So, Mr. Zamora, you were released on August 21st of 2018, and you were released on September. Oh, you got you backwards. You were released on July 19, 2018. You were approved to reside at 3026 West Lynn Lane in Phoenix, Arizona. You didn't have any other residence. Were you still staying at that residence when you were arrested, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And it says that you had reported work at Hope Medical Transport located at 2502 East University. Were you still working there, sir?
Yes, I was, sir.
Okay, and then it says that you were assigned a task force and UAs. Looks like on August 24th, you was negative. On October 4th, you failed to provide a sample. Then October 10th, it was negative. Then October 19th, it was diluted. So what was going on with your UAs, sir?
The one time that I missed is because I was working. I got off work at 8 o'clock at night, and I would check again because sometimes I would stay at work to like 7-8 o'clock at night, and so I would always check after I got off of work. And that day I forgot to call in to check my if I had to go in, and so my parole officer, he called me and he was like, "Hey, I don't know if you do this, but you missed a day. If you wait me." So I said, "Okay." I said, "I must have forgot, because sometimes I work really late." I said, "Want me to go in today?" And he said, "Yes, do that for me, please." And so I went in and I came out negative. And then on the lucid one, I'm not really like for sure why I came out diluted. I know when I'm working, I drink a lot of water. So that's the only thing that I could think of that's what happened, you know? But because I never did no drugs on the street when I was out there, not one time.
Okay, well, so I'm looking at your sentence and said that, did you get arrested for a DUI?
Yes, that did happen.
On October 17th?
Yes.
And then on October 19th, you were given a verbal warning for a diluted UA and directed to continue with your CAP classes at in the TAB monitoring. Is that right?
Yeah, the next thing you gave me it was actually 2 days later, I think. I got the DUI on a Tuesday, and then on a Friday, he needed to go get the bracelet on and get the UA done.
And then you when you got the bracelet on, you still came up positive for drinking alcohol after you had the DUI?
Yeah.
So
2 weeks later.
So why did you do that? So you had a DUI. You got arrested for DUI, your PO was working with you, they didn't violate you for the DUI, but you continued to drink.
Well, just to be honest with you, sir, like, okay, I was sentenced to 17 flat years, and I did that, and during that time, like, I was used to, like, holding in, like, all my feelings, like, not to show, like, any emotion, like, on the yard, because I was a sign of weakness. And so that's the way I got out still thinking that way. And so instead of really like going and talking to somebody, like if I'm having a bad day, I just kept it in all the time. And one day, when I caught that DUI, sir, my girlfriend that I had, she got sick and she was at the hospital. And so I was just really lonely and depressed, to tell you the truth. And so I went to a bar, and I had intentions of going there after work. I stopped there after work. And I had intentions of going there just to have something to eat before I went home. But I said, "Oh, you know what? I'm going to have a beer." And I drank a beer, and I kept drinking. And so when I finally walked out of that bar, I knew I was too drunk to drive. So I went in the car, turned the car on, put the heater on, and went to sleep, and then the officers, they found me in the car asleep. Uh-huh. So I didn't know that you couldn't do that. didn't know I was against the law, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Now I know that, I mean, it's messed up that I got a DUI over it, but, yeah, that was my, I never intended to drive away in that car. I went there sober, and then they found me in the car drunk, you know, asleep in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then, 2 weeks later, when I had that bracelet on, I was already, like stressed out over the DUI, and then me and my girlfriend, you know, like, we started, like, fighting over all this, and I relapsed and I drank again, you know? That's really what happened.
And so
I talked to my parole officer when I got to DUI, and he gave me a place to call. It was called Terrell's. I don't know if you guys heard of it or not. And I was barely scheduled to go, like, see them the day, that week when I came back. It was like professional help to help me out, understand, like, the substance abuse part of it and some other counseling to just help me, like, just reintegrate into society, you know? I did 17 years, and so I was just having a rough time just trying to recoup with everything, you know?
Well, I could do a little bit different. So let me see if the board has any additional questions for you.
Yes.
All right, Mr. Zamar, seeing no additional questions coming from the board, sir, we're going to be going into discussion as we come up on the conclusion of your hearing, sir. As we go into discussion, is there anything else you'd like to say to the board relevant to this that you haven't been able to say, sir?
I would just like to say that I did 17, I was sentenced to 17 flat years, and you know, I did that, and then according to the law, I have to do this community supervision afterwards, and so I have 2 years left of that, and prison is not going to help me no more, you know? Like, really what I need is, I just need, like, someone to give me a chance and just give me some treatment, and to where I can go talk to somebody and get professional help. Not like a sealed prison here that doesn't have the qualifications to help me out with what I'm really going through, you know? That's what I need. I need some, like, treatment help. That's what I would hope and hope you guys would recommend that right there. I was doing everything right as far as working. I didn't break no laws. I didn't talk to no other gang members. I wasn't doing none of that no more. I was trying to just be a law-abiding citizen, and you know, I just got caught up by drinking some alcohol, you know what I mean? That's really all I have to say right there. Thank you, guys.
All right, thank you, sir. So, Mr. Zamora, we're going to go into discussion, sir. While we're in discussion, I'm going to ask you to stay on the phone so you can hear the discussion taking place. However, I need you to remain silent. We will make a determination whether we revoke or reinstate the community supervision, okay?
All right, thank you.
The board is now into discussion. Mrs. Zamora has still quite a bit of time left. I think he has a release date of 12/18/2020. That he would actually be released. I just have an issue that he got a DUI and he was arrested for the DUI and then his PO didn't violate him. He put him in some classes and then gave him the opportunity to put on a monitoring device, and he continued to drink after that. And that is a violation of his parole. I do know he still has quite a bit of time left on this community supervision. However, I'm just not sure that putting him back out on community supervision is going to be amenable to him at this time. So, that's my opinion. However, I'm willing to listen to the rest of the colleagues. Therefore, I am going to go ahead and make a motion to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Zamora, find that it is delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of the supervision, and had lapses or about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself. Second by Ms. Rittenhouse. Agreed. Mr. Condonis, Mr. Neal. Okay, Mr. Zamora.
Yeah.
So I do know that you have a release date that's a little farther out, which is December 18th of 2020. However, so it's just difficult to put you back out on community supervision when you had the DUI, and the parole officer didn't violate you on the DUI, put you on the TAD system to work with you, tell you not to drink alcohol, and you continue to drink alcohol after that, sir. But that is going to conclude your hearing at this time. I want to thank you for taking the time and opportunity for appearing before this board, sir. Would you just set the phone down and so he could bring the next one in?
Yeah, have one question, too. That time that I get on my community supervision, do I still get that time right there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right. Thank you, sir. You guys have a good Merry Christmas.
You too, sir. Thank you.